This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and I am having the pleasure of chatting to Dr. Song, and we're talking about type 2 diabetes. One of the questions is, what are the symptoms for type 2 diabetes? And are we aware that two-thirds of 18 to 39-year-olds aren't aware of what those symptoms are?
Yes, hi. Thank you for inviting me to chat about type 2 diabetes in young people. Type 2 diabetes is the most common type of diabetes in the UK, and unfortunately, it's affecting young people more in recent years. So recent data shows that up to 5% of the overall type 2 diabetes population occurs in young people below age 40. How it presents is similar to any diabetes conditions. So when the sugars are high, it can cause symptoms, and the most common symptoms people complain of are feeling tired, drinking more water because they're feeling thirsty, passing urine more frequently, including getting up overnight to do that, and also in some cases to lose weight. When this happens, the sugars are too high and they can present to the doctors, or in some more extreme cases, they come to the hospital to be admitted and found to have diabetes for the first time. In some other cases, when the sugars are not so high, the people may not know about it. So they have diabetes but without any symptoms. So I think this is the main reason why a high proportion of young people do not know they have diabetes. And there's reasons for that, because young people tend to be healthier, fitter, and they're less likely to see their doctor because they feel well. Because of that, the contact with healthcare professionals is much less compared to older people. I think that's the main reason why young people have diabetes without them knowing it. Certainly, in a recent study in the UK, it shows that at least 50% of young people under age 40 have undiagnosed diabetes, compared to just under 30% for the older people with type 2 diabetes. The key thing is early diagnosis is important. We know that, from studies like UKPDS study in the UK, which shows that if you diagnose diabetes early and treat the conditions well from diagnosis, in the long term, they do better in terms of less risk of complications and also less risk of death and mortality. So early diagnosis is important. So a question arises now is whether how do we find these people with diabetes but working well in the community on the streets? I mean, in the UK, we have some screening policy. So in particular, if women have diabetes in pregnancy, what are called gestational diabetes, once the pregnancy is over, these women will be offered long-term screening for diabetes. And that's the NHS practice. Apart from that, there's no real other screening program available for young people. So what I can say here is that if you have history of diabetes running through your family, for example, or if you're living with obesity and have other conditions, let's say high blood pressure, then please consider seeing a GP or doctor to have a blood test done for glucose. And sometimes you do not know you have diabetes until you actually have it done. In my experience, it's not uncommon for young people to find out they have diabetes by chance, because they saw their doctors for another reason, such as healthcare check as part of their medical insurance cover with their company, or they are going for another reason, such as going for surgery. And in this situation, they do the blood test and found to have diabetes by chance. In these situations, I think raising awareness that diabetes can occur in young people, especially type 2 diabetes, is important. I think there's a lot of misconception that type 2 diabetes only affects older people. So I think it's important to change the mindset among the community here. And also certain groups, such as ethnic minority groups, are more at risk of getting type 2 diabetes. I think this message has to go across, and I hope this will help to propagate that message.
This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM talking to Dr. Song about type 2 diabetes.